This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Do you consider money a blessing or a curse? Well, those who don't have much money would probably say it would be a blessing to have more. Those who are wealthy might say it is both. What does Jesus say about wealth? Stay with us today as we listen in on a conversation he had with someone concerning this very subject.
Wealth can be a curse or it can be a blessing. This is what our Lord taught. Practical everyday living tells us the same thing. And we're going to talk about it this morning. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that we may assemble in our homes, in our cars, or wherever it may be, and listen to your holy word. We thank you, Father, that you speak to us on the practical matters of life. Today the one is wealth, and how we need to hear what your advice to us truly is. So bless us, O God, to that end. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Dearest Jesus, draw thou near me. Let thy spirit dwell with mine. Open now my ear to hear thee.
Friends in Christ, we live in a society where it is possible for us to become very wealthy. Now, this means something to one person and another thing to that other person. Some may say it takes millions of dollars to be considered wealthy. Others might say, no, no, no. If you have your house paid for, if you have a good job, and you have accumulated some money, then maybe you can consider yourself among those who, if not wealthy, on the way. To get something out of this sermon, I want you to set a figure in your thinking as to what is wealthy, if you really want to be wealthy, and if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and a Savior of the world. How do you become wealthy? Well, you can inherit wealth. Some person has millions of dollars and they die and this goes to the family. Right here in Iowa, in other parts of the Midwest, wealth has kind of slipped in the back door. He was a farmer who had some land, never thought of it as being worth a lot of money. But he also knew that it was inflating. And today, land that once cost $200 an acre is selling for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 an acre. So some farmers have just admitted that they have acquired a great deal of net worth. They are wealthy people. And others go on to say, well, my life's goal has always been to work hard and to get some money, and then in the later part of life to sit around and just eat, drink, and be merry. This is the way the person in our text today was thinking as he talked with Jesus. Let me read it to you. It's from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" When he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Now just listen to Jesus here, saying some things that perhaps the average person in our world today would not agree with. He wants to see that money pile up. Jesus says to him, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." No matter what people may say about you, that they may point a finger at you and say, "There is a really successful person. He has a lot of money." Jesus told them this parable. And he told them this parable: "The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop." A lot of corn, whatever it might be. And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my corn." Then he said, and here's the man, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns, and I will build bigger ones, and then I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for you. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" That's what his plan was. But God said to him, now this is Jesus still speaking, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God." You get a lot of money, but he has no spiritual interest. He is not concerned about a savior. He's got the money. He is a person who is respected in the community. Well, what does it have to say in the text? That's the way that money can become a curse. That it becomes the basis for your security. That's the way that you don't want it to be. Now we'll come to the other part where Jesus is warning. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with grief. Money became their god. Money was their security. Money could buy everything that they possibly needed. That's what they thought. But the day would come when money could not buy everything that you needed. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? One challenge to attain the money, that's one thing. But then you've got to live with that money. And as you look at it and you get your financial reports, you think, boy, I am all set. And then suddenly, he dies. He dies. Don't you read about that in the paper real often? A man who was very, very prestigious in the community, the rich man. See, I had some problems with this very thing when I was a young man. I wanted to be rich. I think I might have prayed about that. I had watched that lifestyle, and I wanted that lifestyle where I could live in a huge house, drive a new car every year, and belong to the country club and play golf in the finest of golf courses. And living in Maine, to go to Fenway Park in Boston to watch the Red Sox play, especially when they played the Yankees, not just once a summer, but many times during the summer. And my children, if they were academically able and could get into an Ivy League school, could expect to find the support from their father. That's what I would do. But then God had to go to work on me. And through my devotions every day as I was working and reading and praying during the latter part of my high school, debating of whether I should continue in that desire for a lot of money or whether I should consider going to the ministry where you wouldn't make a lot of money, what would you do? And then Jesus said, "You fool, this very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God." And I remember when that broke through. So I know what Jesus is talking about. I never had the money. But I had a happy, blessed life with my security in Jesus Christ, my Savior. We see the opposite, don't we? They can't give their life, their bodies, the proper care, they have a heart attack. Their personality, because they work, becomes very gruff. And unkind words can often come to those who they love the most. Their personality is not only gruff, they have gotten a poor sense of value. They have robbed themselves of their precious time with their family and their friends, and above all, with Jesus as they walked here on this earth. And that was the time that Jesus was trying to spell out to them, money can be a curse. What counsel then should we follow, people? The world's of Christ. If Christ is your Lord and your Savior, pray about this problem. Acknowledge that you have the problem. That was hard for me. Realize that you must pray because you are in that personal relationship with Christ. Now, if he has not become your personal Savior yet, then you can't expect too much on this particular question. Then God has got other questions for you. When are you going to invite him into your heart? But if Christ is your Savior, and you pray to him as your Lord, he is able to guide and construct that attitude towards money that will give you sufficient, a blessing, but will prevent it from being a curse. Let it never become a curse for you. God knows the power of money. He wants you to enjoy it, but do not let it destroy you. He tells you, and he guides you, and he gives you the answer. When is enough enough? I'd like to close this sermon by telling you of a little man that we've read about in our Bible. A little man that really was an unhappy man. He had accumulated all kinds of money, but the people hated him. They even extended that hatred on to his wife, maybe to the children. But then one day Zacchaeus came to Jericho where he lived. And he was a little man, and he decided that he wanted to climb up into the sycamore tree so that he could really see him. And when Jesus passed by, he went over into the sycamore tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go to your house today. One leap and Zacchaeus was down. And the crowd said, he's gone to live with a sinner. A man who just lives for money and his security. That'll be no good. Well, when Zacchaeus got home with Jesus, he said to his wife, today we have company. Jesus is coming to live for a day with us. And then he introduced Jesus as he came up the steps. This is my wife, Jesus. And so they went inside that house and talked and talked. And they got time for dinner, and Jesus sat there with him. He looked it around and he said, my, just to think that someday this house will not be standing. Just think of it. This world is coming to an end. And then they ate their meal. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I'd like to have a few minutes with you. And just the two of them went into their living room, and he said, Zacchaeus, are you happy? Well, yes, I am. Do these people out there love you? No, they don't, but I can get by without their love. Can you really? Why do they hate you? Well, Zacchaeus said, they say that I charge them too much for their tax. Did you? I charged him what the Roman government said I could. But was that too much? You didn't have to charge him that much, did you? Well, he said, I think I've said enough. Now, Jesus was in that home. Friend, Jesus doesn't come into our homes like that today. That's true. But if you have a Bible and you will open it, especially to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you will read, Jesus will be in your home. And then if you will respond when he asks you the same questions in that reading and respond honestly, he'll guide you and direct you. And I'm sure that somewhere along the way he's going to say, and I want you to be a happy, fulfilled person. In the morning, Jesus is already up, sitting down in the living room, and Zacchaeus comes down. He said, Lord, I've decided tonight that I want to give the half of my goods to the poor. And if I have stolen from any of these people out there, I want to restore it fourfold. And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, you just go out and tell them that. And they went out, he went out and told them. And they said, what has happened to you, Zacchaeus? Jesus has directed me. I have wronged you, and I want to make reprimands. Money can be a blessing. And then Jesus came back and said, today salvation has come to that man's house. Friend, it isn't that Jesus does not want us to have sufficient money, but he does not want it to be our God. He does not want it to rob us of those things that are precious to him and that are precious to our family. So listen to him carefully. And just remember this, that money, wealth, can be a blessing. And it is in many places today. But it can also be a curse. And it is that in many places today, including in this blessed land that we do love so much. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that your word that has spoken to us so directly on a subject that makes its way into the life of each one of us will listen. That money, wealth, can be a curse, but it can be a blessing. We thank you that there are so many who have been touched by your gospel, know Christ in a very personal way, may take this money that they have been given by you and have done great things with it. The billions of dollars through the years that have been given to Christ, and we have seen evidence of it all around us. Lord, make us a generation that not only knows that money can be a blessing, but that it can be a curse, and grant that it may be a blessing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to seek the Lord's guidance in your attitude toward money. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio ministry. In order for us to better know our listening audience, we invite your response to the program. If this program has touched your life in some way, please write or call us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You can also email us at cc@naz.org. That's cc@naz.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo-Cedar Falls, Iowa area, you can call 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and we invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.